Blog Talk Radio.
Pajama party on a Friday night. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, hey, hey.
And red wine.
Bonsoir.
And
Ooh,
and we're going to kick off another Friday night. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
I know that's right.
It's a new year and you can start your resolutions now.
Tell your lies right here and break them by next week. What was your lie, red wine?
I was going to drink less red wine.
Yeah, okay.
And you see how that went. I'm about to refill right about now.
I know, that's right. What about you, Papa? What was your New Year's resolution?
I'm going to do less drinking.
Yeah, that's why you're popping open something now, right? I'm the only civilized one here.
Oh, what was your New Year's resolution?
Civilized.
Come on, give us your lie.
Just to have a more yellow top. So, what we got going on?
Let's see here. Hot topics is on the biggest agenda. We got a lot of things going on, a lot of things in the news, a lot of things happening every day, situations, circumstances, unbelievable stuff. What we got there, Kettle?
We got what's popping with you, Papa? Mm-hmm. Are we going to behave this year? I don't know. I'm just saying with red wine.
That's me.
Oh, boy. Living with the city. Hit it and quit it headlines. We got some crazy weird news for you, 2015. Of course, the Hollywood wrap up with me, of course.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Kiss it list. If you guys got anybody you want to put on the kiss it list.
Kiss it, kiss it, kiss it, kiss it.
You know what our kiss it list is about. If you don't, we're going to tell you about it a little later.
Yes, kiss it.
And also the last word. So.
Living for the city.
Yeah, I got the living for the city. Yeah. I got you, Papa. Okay. I didn't forget about you. So, like Pop always say, sit back, relax, with your favorite cocktail, and we're going to take a little CC break and come right back with the hot topics.
It's the Friday night adult talk show, The Pajama Party, on Blog Talk Radio, produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Visit us online at www.apajamaparty.com. Click the banner and you can join us online or call us right now at 914-803-4306. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you. So pick up the phone and call us now, 914-803-4306, and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved up front just for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only. No clothes allowed. Pass it on. Now let's get back to the Pajama Party crew and more of the Pajama Party. That better not be my robe.
We're back on the Pajama Party. Tonight we're recording from the Ritz-Carlton in San Francisco, California.
San Fran.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
In club level.
Mm-hmm. We're all sitting up here with a big old bowl of rice-a-roni.
I like this place.
Streetcar.
Named Desire.
I know that.
Named Desire.
I think,
okay.
I think you were looking for that earlier, weren't you, Rewind?
Yes, I was. I had to check with the, what's his name down at the desk?
See what I'm saying?
What's that cute guy, the tall one with the dark hair?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about.
You the freakazoid robot.
He
you
told me where to find a streetcar named Desire.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we got tonight, Papa? We'll get back
First
to Rewind.
First of all, let's start with the sanctions that the president has imposed on Now, no big this year. We send money to North Korea, and now we're imposing sanctions on our own money. Mm. How crazy is that?
How does that work?
Okay.
Why put the sanctions on
that? I'm going to restrict my own $5 bill in my own pocket.
Trying to make change. Sound like
President Obama today tightened up U.S. sanctions on North Korea, targeting 10 individuals and three state agencies and responding to a hacking of the Sony Corporation and threats of violence against the theater goers and whatnot. In executive order, Obama authorized the Treasury Department to block the individuals and agencies from accessing the U.S. financial system. Now, this is something that they access on a normal basis.
Mm.
Unbelievable. They didn't probably rob us of so much money they could take a couple weeks off. Anyway, so the sanctions, stopped them from doing business with the United States and then, stuff that they just kind of abused us like crazy. Just walk all in our world and take everything we got, and now we're going to slow them down for a couple of days, and they'll behave, and they'll say we're sorry, and they'll lift the sanctions.
It's just crazy.
It's crazy.
What's your take on that, Red Wine?
I don't understand this whole thing with the sanctions, because it seems to me if these are people that we do business with, and then we say, okay, we're going to threaten to not do business with you, to make you basically do what we want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, it sounds like we're just trying to run everything.
But what do we do business with North Korea with?
I don't know.
But mind you, I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want us to get unplugged.
I don't know. Something might be knocking at our door. Boom, 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 boom.
I don't want to get hacked.
Nah.
No, I just say, that stuff is beyond my realm of understanding.
Oh, not you, Ms. Red Wine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. As you see, we're walking on eggshells in North Korea. We're not trying to talk about the fabulous Ken Kong, what's his name?
Young Dong Sung.
Oh, see?
Mr.
Oon, that was Red Wine that talked about you. I didn't say nothing about you, dude. That was Kettle talking about. I want my life.
Say the fabulous leader.
Yeah, but enough on that.
Yeah.
But check this out. What's going on at Buckingham Palace? Has responded to claims that Prince Andrew repeatedly,
Prince Andrew?
Yep, had sex, red top.
What?
Had sex with underage sex slaves.
Oh, my goodness.
For a period of 3 years.
Not Prince Andrew.
Yeah, check this out. He went through a financier, Jeffrey Epstein, and he was trafficking to a number of wealthy men, and that was the financier, Jeffrey Epstein.
Wow.
But underage sex slaves.
Mm-mm.
And that was from 1999 to 2002.
So when they say underage, does that imply that there is a legal limit, age limit or something, that you can be a legal sex slave?
I guess so. This lady said she was 17 when she had sex with the prince. So my thing is, if
she was 18, that would have been all right.
What you think, Papa?
That's all right, America. Now, Prince Andrew, where has he been?
Apparently chasing after sex slaves for the last 3 years.
But what is his position? He's
one of the royals. I don't know. You mean like in line for the throne?
He's the second son of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh.
So he's Prince Charles' brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that the scenario?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get the people to understand the family tree. But I think ever since old boy got married, what was his name, William?
The one that married Kate? Yeah.
There's only one that's married.
I didn't know if you meant the one who used to be married to Diane.
But what's right to Diana?
I'm about to say Red Wine.
You said the one that got married. Diana's husband remarried after she died. And then the son got married recently.
Diana. Oh, boy. Put the bottle Princess down, Diana. Papa.
Papa. Wait a minute.
Anyway,
let's get this straight. Now, we're talking about.
But the rich financier, Jeffrey Epstein, he reached out of court settlements with the other women, two other women. Jane Doe 1 and 2.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
the Doe sisters.
Yeah, the Doe sisters. He planned to deal with those two. I was like, okay.
maybe his financier ought to call Mr. Cosby. I'm just saying.
Uh-oh. No, you didn't rewind. You didn't say that.
Okay, so getting back to what I was saying.
Uh-oh.
Before Wet Wine stepped on my neck.
Come
on. Okay, here we go. Prince, what's his name?
Oh, boy.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Prince Andrew is the brother of Prince Charles.
Yeah.
Now, he give me a disclaimer real quick.
Oh, boy, here we go.
First disclaimer 2015, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Here we go.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay. What's his name again?
Andy.
Just call him Andy.
Prince Andrew. He's kind of pissed, and this is why he's laying with some strays, is because Prince William. Is William considered a prince?
I guess they're all
princes until they
Yeah, he's a prince.
Okay. Or frog, whatever they call it.
Ribbit?
Anyway. Prince William got married.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a child.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
She's pregnant again.
Mm-hmm.
So the legal ramifications. See, y'all thought when y'all disclaimered me, I was going to throw out some swear words and act all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2015.
Well,
I
want
to let y'all
that.
Know that
mm-hmm.
I have intellect. All right?
All right?
Despite the rumors that are swirling around that Papa D.D. is just a talking head, cussing, women chasing. I do chase a few women every now and then.
That's not what I read on the bathroom wall, but anyway.
In any event, let's get back to royalty. Once Prince William got married,
mm-hmm.
had a child,
mm-hmm.
had a second child,
mm-hmm.
the legal ramifications of the throne is that the legal married situation based on children and offspring get a jump ahead of the jokers that are just laying and playing. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
So that's why his brother, what's William's brother's name? The redhead. The other
Andrew.
No, not Andrew. Andrew's his uncle.
Oh, you're talking about William.
See, you see how I'm keeping track of this? And there, you
what's
know.
William's brother's name? The little redhead boy.
Give us a call, 914-803-4306.
Yeah, because, man, what is his name?
They done got me confused.
No, it's not
no,
confused.
No, it's the two brothers.
Right. Give
the
us
two
a
boys,
call. I know who he is, okay?
And
but
Phillip.
Obviously, Kettle and Red Wine started drinking about 8 o'clock. And,
I can't keep up with the royals. They're too much for me.
Yeah, they are too much for me, too.
Anyway,
Andrew,
so the brother and the uncle got pushed back, being the fact that William got married,
mm-hmm.
having a couple babies.
Mm-hmm.
So they're taking over, you know, the position on the inheritance
yeah.
or the throne.
Oh,
and so Andrew's acting out. He's out there buying coochie. And the other guy over in his brother, William's brother, he's in Vegas getting butt naked. Remember the birthday?
Yeah. Making videos.
Still ain't figured out his name yet.
Accidental videos.
Give us a call, 914-803-4306 if you know.
And press one.
If you know Prince William's brother's name.
Mm-hmm.
I know it, but they don't know it.
Well,
so,
why don't you tell us?
Mm-hmm.
Here, we're going to take a...
A quick CC
yeah,
break.
We're going to take a small break.
And we're going to figure this thing
I'll
out.
I'll come back with the answer
yeah,
to what
yeah.
Prince William's brother's name.
As soon as you put down that glass,
because I tell
Papa.
You, I thought that my co-hosts were a little more intelligent than they are.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, they've been fronting the game.
Okay.
So.
We're going to take a little CC break and come right back. Right
yes,
where
we are.
Yes.
Hey, this is Kettle with the Yellow Top. I'm waiting to hear from you tonight. I'm at the Pajama Party Live. Reach us at 914-803-4306, or you can check us out on apajamaparty.com. I've got my opinions, but I want to hear yours. Papa Didi and Red Wine are trying to beat me down, so I need you to call back and back me up. I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing, so call me now. 914-803-4306. I'm right here on WBJP Blog Talk Radio. Waiting
to hear from you. Here they come.
I gotta go.
All right, we're back at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir from San Francisco. The Club Lebo. Woo-woo.
Woo-wee.
Anyway. William's brother, by the way, his name is Harry.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, right, Harry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I knew that.
Red
I was
wine. She's so intellectual.
You. Harry.
Mm, and Kettle. Yeah, y'all think they're intellectual, and
Harry,
I'm like, I ride the hump seat.
Harry.
But I got news for you who's packing the brains in this year's scenario.
Look, talking about hump seat, let me get this little hot top again before you get this in red wine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there was a situation with Representative Michael Grimm. I don't know if you guys remember him. He's represents New York. He pleaded guilty, right, to tax evasion, and then he said he's going to resign before Congress can come back, which I think they just came back. So now this man is 44. He wanted to hang in Congress as long as he could, but after he talked to my boyfriend, John Boehner,
your boy?
Yeah, that's my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
John Boehner told him it'd be better for you to just step down. So his resignation is supposed to take effect on January 5th. Now, he admitted last week to aiding in the filing of a false tax return.
Mm.
He was indicted back in April over federal charges that included mail fraud, wire fraud, tax evasion, employing undocumented workers, and perjury.
Wow.
With regards to a Manhattan fast food restaurant that he was once a co-owner and operator in.
Mm.
So now, Grimm has been doing a whole lot of stuff, but yet he was still holding on to that congressional seat.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until he finally got busted for tax evasion. Now he's going to throw up his hands like, you know, hands up, don't shoot kind of thing, saying, all right, I'll just resign.
And he's still walking the streets.
Mm. Yeah, he's still walking the streets. I'm trying to figure out, like, is he going to do some time? Because now the story goes on to say that if he's convicted, he could face a prison sentence of anywhere from 6 months for hiring undocumented workers up to 20 years for each of the mail and the wire fraud charges.
How many years will he get for being stupid?
I guess they don't lock you up for that.
You know that. Well, what else happened? So he didn't threaten somebody?
Yeah, this is the same guy who back in January, exactly a year ago, he threatened to throw a New York TV reporter off of a balcony.
What?
He said, I'll break you in half like a boy for asking about all of these other allegations on camera. Yeah. It was like, okay, the guy was interviewing him, right, and he had his cameraman.
Mm-hmm.
He got the microphone. The reporter's asking him about whatever they were talking about, and he was all smiles about that. Then
mm-hmm.
the reporter shifted gears and said, and what about the allegations about mail fraud, this, that, and the other? Dude went ham on this reporter.
Mm.
He said, turn those cameras off. Don't you ask me about that stuff. That's not what I'm talking about.
Mm.
So he thought the cameras were off. The cameraman's camera was still running.
Mm.
Representative Grimm walked over to that reporter and threatened him, cussed him out, and told him, I'll throw you over this balcony and break you in half like a boy.
Mm.
And the reporter was backing up, like, you know, hey, I'm not trying to do all that. I was just trying to get a couple of answers to the question.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the same man who acted like a street thug, the way they like
he's
to say people acting like a street thug, and you're a congressman.
Mm.
So nobody got him for that. You saw it on video how you threatened that reporter, cussed the man out, threatened to break him in half, throw him over the balcony, and that was all well and good. But then, oh, now he got you on tax evasion and mail fraud and all that other stuff. Now he says, okay, I give up. I'm going to resign. He said, first, let me talk to my boy John Boehner. John said, dude, I think you're going to have to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You screwed up too many times. So then he says, all right.
How long was he representing?
I don't know how long he was in there.
Mm-hmm.
The man's only 44, so I don't know how long he was in
there. Now, being from New York, we had to do more research on this, but did he replace your boy Wiener?
Wiener Beaner?
Remember
Mr. Show the Wiener?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Showing his 3 inches.
He was a representative,
right,
so yeah. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Need to flame on that one?
No, I'm not touching that with a tenth of a pole.
Look, you guys got any questions or comments when we're talking about 914-803-4306?
Press 1.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and this is serious business because these people are congressmen and they just doing what they want to do.
They're just running them up.
Yeah.
And we're paying for it. Our tax dollars.
If you're not aware of it, then you need to get aware because this is serious business. You know, you look at them on TV, they got their suits on, their $300 haircuts. You know, they're sleeping with all the interns. They're living up on Capitol Hill. They're living large, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And not even there half the time. They get 90 days off here and off there.
Now, I think they have more vacations than they do work.
It's a mess. And then they got nerve to be crooked like him, and then be cocky with it, arrogant with it. You know, just the level of they always had entitlement, so therefore they think they can run all the way to the edge and look over the side of the cliffs and say, well, you know what? I'm going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But
check this out. I got something on a lighter note. Hasbro is replacing a toy found in Plato's Sweet Shop Cake Mountain, set after consumers complained it resembles a male body ball. You heard about that, Bob?
Yeah, that was the Hasbro Crayola people. They made some type of object where you can squeeze Play-Doh out of it, like you squeeze an icing out of a cake.
Yeah.
But when you stand it right side up, it looks like a Johnson. It looks like a T-Cap. It looks like a...
It's a two-piece extruder. That's the name of it. It was part of a toy that allows kids to create and decorate Play-Doh cake.
Now, they're doing all this decorating, so-called decorating with Play-Doh on
mm-hmm.
Play-Doh cakes.
Right.
One of these kids going to eat that shit, okay?
Uh-oh.
They're going to eat it one day.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they yellow, green, blue, two-year-old kid. They ain't going to be tempted to take a bite out of that Play-Doh?
I know.
But getting back to the topic at hand, though, the object that you squeeze
mm-hmm.
when you stand up, it looks like a dildo.
Yeah. But check this out.
And it got a hole in the center. So what does that resemble? Anyway.
This lady, Emily Haas, she says, I'm not getting a replacement. I think it's crazy that people have to turn everything into something sexual.
Who is Emily? Is she a consumer?
Yeah. She's a consumer. She likes the toy.
So she was using the toy when a child wasn't using it.
Uh-oh.
She said, well, I can get multi-uses out of this joke.
Uh-huh.
All right. But they pull the product?
Yeah, they're going to replace it. Yeah.
What? So was JJ looking
for Don't give me any ideas, or they might do it.
We should have got a disclaimer. I apologize.
We got a call on the line, everyone? Yeah, let me see if we can get this call up. We got Mickey on the line. Hey, Mickey.
Hello. What's going on, my people?
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm doing just fine, but I got an issue that, you know, y'all not talking about tonight, and I had somebody come to Disneyland, and she just totally disrespected me.
Oh, really?
Now, how the hell are you going to come to my home, and you going to call me an asshole in Disneyland? Aguilera, let me tell you something. These little bitches out here now, they don't forget who's really boss.
Really?
Don't come to my house and call me an asshole now and cuss me out and throw shit at me.
You want to put them on the kitchen list, Beth?
You got that right. And she lucky that Walt taught me better, because if it wasn't for Walt, I would have put a Mickey Mouse foot up in that bitch's ass when she called me an asshole and threw something at me.
Okay, well, what's the name you want to put on the kitchen list then?
Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
So you're the original Mickey. Mickey, last name Mouse?
Okay, I thought this call was supposed to be, you know, somewhat anonymous. Why are you trying to put his brother on blast like that?
You know, I mean, you know, the voice kind of gave you away. You should have probably talked like Goofy or somebody, but you sound like a mouse. At least the ones I've caught in the trap.
Well, we got Christina Aguilera.
No, Mickey, I respect you very much, Mickey. And we will put Christina Aguilera on the kiss it list. And the next time she comes to Disney World, we'll tell her to watch her P's and Q's.
I know that's right.
And she's pissed because she may not get back on The Voice because they done built around her since she's been gone.
She just needs to change her attitude and she could get a real job then. I got a real job.
All right.
And
now.
And how many fingers do you have anyway?
How many what?
Fingers. I know that you and Mickey got fingers. Yeah. Or wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Mickey?
I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling.
You're a mouse. All right, mouse smoking. Don't have fingers. I apologize. You sound so human. You sound so human. I don't see a finger. I'm sorry. You have not balls.
Oh,
what do you have anyway?
Oh, boy.
What is it called?
You
a leg?
You,
I mean,
you know what? I'm sorry. What's your name again, Papa Doodle?
No. See,
don't get personal on me now. No, don't get personal on me now.
Macy, thank you for
when
calling.
When I put numerous of your ancestors in traps, right, or got you all with decon, the leg, is it a leg, a foot, a paw? What is it that you walk on? I'm just curious.
Macy, thank you for calling. We appreciate you calling. We won't put Christina
right,
Aguilera
we'll put
on the kitchen.
Aguilera
on
the kitchen.
Thank you. And Papa Doodle, right. You can kiss my...
Alrighty. Thank you, Mickey. Keep listening.
All right, Mickey.
I think we're going to take a little CC break after
Ooh-wee.
That.
Mickey fired up.
Papa got to recoup from that one.
Mm.
And we're going to come back with some more hot
Ooh-wee.
Topics for you guys.
I thought she was a human. She's a mouse.
We'll be right back.
It's a mouse.
Dear Beyonce.
No.
It's Friday night. So run and tell somebody that the pajama party is on right now, right here on WPJP Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah, this is how we do it. Call 914-803-4306 and press 1 to get in on the conversation. Or you can join us online at www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner. So if you want to give a shout-out, wish a happy birthday, hear yourself on the radio, or get your 15 seconds of fame, you need to call us right now on 914-803-4306 and press 1. How often do you get a chance like this? Hey, we're only on till 10 p.m. Eastern, so get on the phone and call us right now. We're waiting to make you famous, even if it is just for tonight. Don't be shy. Call 914-803-4306 and press 1. I'm going to stop by the bar, but I'll meet you back at the show.
All right, we're back at the pajama party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Turn down for what?
Mm-mm.
Okay, she's human again.
Mm-hmm.
She was French. So
mm-hmm.
She's back being...
Yes, I'm back in the hood again.
Oh. But I'll be back
great.
On the Riviera shortly.
Welcome
that's,
back.
That's not where we are. We're
yeah,
the Ritz-Carlton
exactly.
in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
The club. But I
never
I go down into
and that's
the hood,
your hood
in San Fran.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's where the real people hang out.
And that's
out.
Your hood, by the way, Red Wine. Don't,
I'm just saying,
don't
that's where the real people
your...
hang out.
Okay.
I don't want to see the tourists. I want
when
to
you
see
go
the real
trolling,
people.
Honey, you troll on your own, so don't blame on the
I didn't invite you, Papa Didi.
That's your own trolling.
Well, what you got for us, Red Wine?
Anyway, I saw this thing that I was kind of concerned about. Well, not concerned. I guess I'm happy
mm-hmm.
that the Russian vodka prices are coming down.
What?
Hey, that's a cause for celebration
please,
right
please,
there.
Please,
it'll
please,
be New Year's
please.
Eve all over again.
Yes.
So even though the Russian economy is in the tailspin, Russian vodka is about to get cheaper.
Wow.
Because the state agency that regulates the alcohol market this month or last month said that they were going to slash the prices in February by around 16%.
Now, who said this? Russian?
Yeah.
So when they start talking so professional?
That's what they do. They don't just drink vodka all day.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't what I heard. You seen the movie Stripes?
Oh, yeah. Well,
and blah.
Yeah, they did drink a lot of vodka.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, they're going to, the Russian policymakers are saying that they're trying to discourage excessive drinking by hiking up the alcohol tax and banning advertising. But apparently that hasn't been working too well.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, even though inflation is near like 10%
mm-hmm.
and their currency called a ruble has fallen by more than 40%,
mm-hmm.
even though their economy is shrinking, cheaper vodka may just take the edge off.
All right,
the pain of the economy.
I know that's
it
right.
It sure would, because it sure gets the panties off. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Go ahead, Rewind. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, it says that Vladimir Putin, who is the
mm-hmm.
Russian president, told the government officials in Moscow that he was concerned that expensive vodka was driving consumers to drink cheaper bootleg substitutes, which they can't tax and regulate.
Wait a
minute. Oh, Lord.
So he wants people
Wait.
To drink the official stuff. If you're going to drink it, drink the real stuff,
did
not
Putin
that bootleg.
Did Putin use the word bootleg?
That's what the article says.
You know what?
I did not paraphrase
If another
that.
Black term gets stolen, I'm going to scream. Now, Putin is using the black lingo.
President Putin
he
said he was concerned that expensive vodka was driving consumers to drink cheaper bootleg substitutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they cannot tax and regulate the bootleg mm-hmm. substitutes, so that's a loss of income. So all I can say is, hey, I'm glad that the Russian vodka is coming down because I do like some Russian vodka.
So what is the Russian vodka? Slovakia or what's that the stuff I can't even pronounce?
I have one.
It's
called ethylon. That's something. No, oh, Lord.
That goes in your car.
No, no, not ethanol. I didn't say like ethanol.
Some gas will go in the car.
Anyway, Russian vodka is good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Well, what you got, Papa?
Yeah,
speaking of vodka.
In the Maryland area, it was a bishop by the name of Heather Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Her vehicle struck and killed a bicyclist around 2:45 p.m. Saturday in Baltimore.
Mm.
When officers arrived, they found 41-year-old Thomas Palermo, God rest his soul, who he had been struck by the bishop.
Mm.
And she was one of the first female bishops. She was very held in high regard. But ever since the accident...
She's Episcopalian, right?
Yes, and ever since the accident, different things have been swirling around. And we're not casting judgment by no stretch of the imagination. All we do is report the news. Everybody has an opportunity to defend themselves in whatever way they can or have to. But Mr. Palermo was transported to the Sinai Hospital, where he later died from his injuries. Police said Cook originally left the scene, but then she returned.
Why did she leave the scene?
Who knows? You look at the cars.
I think she was,
she had some priors, I think. Right?
She had priors.
I think she was drunk when she was driving.
Court records show that in 2010, Cook was given probation before judgment on a drunken driving charge when she was a judge on the Eastern Shore. Her blood level was more than three times the legal limit.
Wow.
Different situations.
So if she had all that stuff in her history, recent history, I wonder how the Episcopalian Church gave her that title to be a bishop.
Well, I don't think
that's a high-ranking title.
I don't think we could put church in the mix. It's just the people of that particular establishment.
But they're the ones who gave her the title over that particular group of people.
Let's not put the religious aspect in by the choices of people of flesh. People of flesh made the decision to put her in there. We can't put the church in there. We can't say that the Baptist people did that. The people is running the church at the time.
So you're saying, Rewind, you don't think that they made a good judgment as far as putting her there in that position?
I'm just saying that in most cases, if you're looking to fill a position of high authority, whatever title it may be, whether it's in church, out of church, if you're looking for someone to be in charge of something, don't you usually look at their record and their background and see, okay, what kind of things are you doing? What have you been doing? And all that kind of stuff to make a decision as to, is this a good choice to put somebody in charge of people?
Right.
I mean, nobody should be judging anyone, but when you're talking about putting somebody in a position of authority, I would think that somebody would have checked her record and saw, oh, okay, you got some drug charges involved. Didn't they have, so they found something about some weed or some cocaine, whatever drug it was, and then the DUIs. And I think
she had a lot going on. She had a lot going on.
And that's all I'm saying.
Well, apparently, you know, maybe she was with them for a while. And the whole favoritism thing, people turned a blind eye to it, knowing that everything you do in the dark comes to the light, and her darkness it just happened to reveal itself. And who knows? She may have been drinking at the time and wanted to go and, you know, go brush her teeth or something and clean her breath up and come back or...
But did you see the windshield of that car?
The windshield was completely horrible.
It was crazy. Have you ever seen how when somebody hits a deer, how it completely destroys the vehicle? That's what her windshield looked like. She must have hit that man awfully hard on that bike.
But the main thing we want to focus on here is Thomas Palermo and his family and friends and everybody affiliated with his life.
Mm-hmm.
And let's focus and have sorrow and prayers for his death. And we won't even worry about Bishop Heather Cook because... everything about her revealed itself.
Yeah.
And the people that tried to hide it and cover it up, it came to light. Mm-hmm. And she got her just due.
Put her on the Kiss It list.
Oh, she's, of course.
That's
a capital H for Heather and a capital C for Chris.
Watch out, man.
We're going to put her right. You want to put her above or below Christine?
So, where are we going next, Red One? We're going to take a little break or we're going to keep moving.
Okay.
What else
we got the hit it and quit it
topic. Hit it and quit it.
You know, that's my favorite.
I've been up in this area myself, up in the New Hampshire area, in Maine. You know, around this time of year, up in Maine, New Hampshire, and all that stuff, it gets cold.
I bet.
I mean, you know, people in the northern area, you know, where we usually record out of the Washington D.C. area, people come in. Ooh, cold outside. They don't know cold.
That's why we got out of there.
You go out to Chicago or go up to New England, up in the tip, you know, up the tip of the country where it's cold for real. Up in Ashland, New Hampshire, at least 35 vehicles was involved in two separate pileups on Interstate 93 after some fast-moving snow just caused the whiteout conditions Friday morning.
Wow.
And they said that everything was fine for a moment, and then all of a sudden a whiteout came through and just threw a sheet of ice on the gravel and just turned into an ice skating rink, and people just went sliding.
Crash, bang,
boom. Semi blew up. People just barely got away with it. I mean, it was just, people now are talking about it, and some of the kids out there claim they're going to take this great story back to their schools and all, but, I mean, that was the only God's will for them to get through it, you know, and...
There's no death, Papa?
It was,
I thought the truck driver died, didn't he?
Let's see.
Did he get out? We'll have to check on that.
Yeah,
it's hard to believe that everybody just walked away from that.
We'll study that a little deeper.
Yeah, that was a trip. Yeah.
But it was a horrendous accident, and we're glad that it was minimal damage based on all the cars that was involved. And this is going to show you that you always got to be on the awareness of things.
Right.
And we're glad that it wasn't worse than it is.
Yeah, right, that's true. Well, and you got some more hit and quit it news. Another shooting in Walmart.
Another one?
Yep. Remember the incident at Walmart where a customer found an unpackaged BB rifle and got shot by a police officer who thought it was a real one?
Right. So I remember that.
There's been another shooting. A cop. Yep. 29-year-old mother was fatally shot Tuesday in Idaho. Walmart when her 2-year-old son in the shopping cart grabbed a gun that was in her purse and shot her in an apparent accident.
Oh, my gosh. So this wasn't a police-involved thing. The little boy or the girl. I guess it was a boy. I don't know.
The mother was shopping at the back of the store in the electronics department.
Mm-hmm.
And the child was sitting in the cart with the purse while the mother was shopping.
That's sad.
Yeah. So Walmart shut the store down right after the incident. That was 10:30 a.m.
Okay.
And they reopened the following morning. So at least they shut down that day.
Wow. Here for a couple of hours.
They shut down the rest of the day. Because, yeah, you know, they open to 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Even in Idaho?
I guess. And Idaho has an open carry state, which means residents are allowed to openly carry guns without a license or permit. But a permit is required to carry a concealed handgun. Now, how does that make sense?
That seems backwards to me.
Idaho, you can open carry.
Okay.
And it is allowed to open and carry guns without a license or permit, but a permit is required to carry a concealed handgun.
Wow. I don't know that. So wait a minute.
What?
So if I want to just carry a gun in my belt loop or something like that, as long as it's open,
mm-hmm,
I can just go to a store,
mm-hmm,
like Walmart. They sell guns in a lot of cities.
Yeah.
I can go to Walmart, buy a gun.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do any background check. I don't need a license. I don't need a permit. All I need to do is just pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But if I want to conceal it, I need a permit.
In Idaho.
You go figure.
You know what? Idaho, y'all need to just stick to growing potatoes.
Because
that's crazy.
Who the hoe? You said Idaho 4 times.
Yeah, but I'm not a hoe.
So you're telling us that you...
I was speaking of Idaho, but I'm not a hoe.
Okay.
Not a hoe, Papa. You got it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a very sad story.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I feel bad for the family. You know, rest in peace, lady. And please, y'all, stop carrying things like that around your children.
I know, that's what doesn't make any
sense.
You
gotta hide and put that stuff up.
Mm-hmm. What else you got, real one?
I saw one about this computer whiz who's at odds with the airline because this guy, he's 22 years old. His name, I don't want to mispronounce it, Akhtarir Zaman.
Mm-hmm.
He started a website called Skip Lagged,
ava.com last year.
Mm-hmm.
And what the website does is it helps people find cheaper flights using a strategy that's called hidden city ticketing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that is like, say, for example, you're trying to go to San Antonio, and there's a flight out of Washington, D.C., that goes to San Antonio and then layover in San Antonio and then goes on to, let's say, Reno. Well, if you're not trying to go to Reno, you're trying to go to San Antonio. He helps you to find flights like that to say, look, it might cost you less to just book this ticket but get off in San Antonio when the flight stops for the layover. Just get off. You just can't check bags because obviously if you check a bag, your bag is going to Reno. Wherever the flight ends.
You're booking to Reno or you're booking to...
You're booking the whole ticket as if you were going to Reno, but you're going to get off in San Antonio. But you can't check a bag. You got to carry on because otherwise your bag will end up in Reno. But the airlines and Orbitz are mad at him, and they filed a suit against him because they're saying that you shouldn't be doing that. They're saying if you buy a ticket to go to Reno, then that's where you need to go.
So if he gets off, isn't he wasting money or how?
What he's saying is that sometimes the flight costs less to do it that way than it would if I just bought a one-way ticket from D.C. to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends. Mm-hmm. And see, when flights have a layover like that, you can't really look it up based on the layover city. The airline information on the website is going to show you where it starts and where it ends. And it'll show you if you look it up. There's a layover in whatever city.
Right.
But
it
would never probably cause a lot of people's minds that, you know, maybe I should look at flights like that are going halfway to where I want to go and just get off.
All right.
So now the United and Orbitz have filed a lawsuit against this entrepreneur.
Really?
Because he figured out something that some people know, some people don't. And he's not charging anybody for the information on his website. It's just information. They don't want him to give that information out.
And what's the website again?
It's called SkipLagged, SkipLagged.com.
Wow.
So I don't know if they're going to, you know, get an injunction or something to shut it down. But for right now, they're saying that they're trying to recoup $75,000 in lost revenue that they're blaming on him. They're saying that he cost them $75,000. And that's what they're trying to get out of.
That's all. That's a drop in the bucket.
You know how much money they make on bags alone?
Exactly. Especially United. They charge ridiculous money just for your bag to go.
Okay.
So he said he figured eventually somebody would try to sue him, but he's not too worried about it. Because he's saying it's not illegal what he's doing. All he's doing is basically showing people how to take advantage. Yeah, basically how to get over. How to take advantage of a flaw in the airline system.
Right.
$75,000.
Yeah. That's how they figure that he owes
dropping the bus. They just taught us.
Yeah. Somebody just picked the number right there.
You know how much money they make on a 9/11 tax 13 years later?
Yeah.
That they're still collecting
from? They're still collecting.
9/11 tax. In 2020 they're gonna be charging for 9/11 2001 tax.
Because by then people going to say, no, what is this for again? And they'll say, I don't know. It's what we all
do. The generations that were born in 2013 is going to be like, well, now
that's crazy. Well, we're going to take a little CC break. So if you guys got any questions or comments on what we're talking about, 914-803-4306.
And press 1.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to come back with Papa, with Living with the City. Right.
Hey, this is Papa Didi. Join me on Friday nights live at the Pajama Party, adult online radio talk show. And don't miss my segments called Living for the City and What's Poppin'.
Hey, and join me. This is Red Wine with the Long, Long Stem. And I've got the hot topics in my commentary called I'm Just Saying. And don't forget the cocktail of the week for me, Kettle with the Yellow Top. I got the Hollywood Wrap Up along with Weird News. And don't forget, we've got the Kisser List. That's for the people who get on our last nerves. Want us to call them out.
So join us on Blog Talk Radio for the Pajama Party.
Every Friday night at 9 p.m. on the East Coast and 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Go to apajamaparty.com to listen online or follow us on Twitter at apajamaparty.
Call us live, 914-803-4306. And don't forget to press 1.
Now let's get back to the show.
Hey, what happened to the snack tray?
Or the bartender?
Does he want to see my slippers?
I'm calling room service.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
And we're recording live from the Ritz-Carlton in San Francisco, California.
I left my heart.
Oh, boy.
In San Francisco.
Please go find that streetcar. Please do.
I want to heal.
Papa's on next. Come on, Papa.
What's popping? What's popping was New Year's Day football.
Mm-mm.
Now, it wasn't just football, because I'm not going to bore you with that. Because I want the audience to be not only informed, but entertained.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Uh-oh. Let me refill my glass.
Okay. New Year's Day. The College Football League opened up something called the College Playoff. Because, for one reason, that they wanted to give at least one of these rich college teams the opportunity to win a championship. Because lately it's been the undesirables winning, like Florida State, ACC. They got different divisions out there. Let me break it down in layman terms, because I only want you to look at this as a sports story. Look at this as an educational situation. You got the ACC, you got the SEC, keep that in mind, SEC. And you got Pac-10, Pac-12, all the little preliminary thing. But what we're going to focus on is the SEC. This is a group of rich, bougie colleges that got together and said, look, let's separate ourselves from the little colleges and call us something different. Now, make a long story short, they ain't legal at all. Ain't nothing legal.
Okay.
So if you got the right intention, or the white dust, you got the right. If you got the white intent, I mean, you got the right. Excuse me.
Get it white.
If you got the white intentions, if you got the right intentions, damn. Okay, if you got the white intentions,
he can't help us.
They all got together, these rich colleges, and came up with something called the SEC. Mm-hmm. Now, make a long story short, in this SEC was a team called Alabama. Now, when it came to the season, they did their best or their damnedest to keep Alabama in the rankings, even though they lost the game, and other teams were winning, like Florida State. Florida State was undefeated. As a matter of fact, they was undefeated last year and undefeated this year.
Mm-hmm. So they were in the top ranking, right?
They should have been number one throughout the season, but they dissed them. They kept calling them 3-4 and all that jazz. But anyway, they did their best to keep Alabama, and at the end, they considered Alabama number one, and they lost the game.
Wow.
Now, when the playoffs came up, it was four teams. Florida played Oregon, and Ohio State played Alabama. Now, everybody thought Alabama was going to run away with it, Florida going to run with it, but on contraire. Okay?
Oh, you're speaking French.
Well, I got some intellect.
Oui.
Anyway, oui. Sadly enough, because, you know, the brother, the quarterback from Florida who stole the crab legs out of the public. If you've been to Florida, you know what the public is. That's a supermarket connected to a timeshare. Anyway.
All right.
Anyway, Florida played Oregon. Oregon is a team that got the leprechaun suit. Ooh. It's a green suit. The only thing missing is a pot of gold on their head.
And a four-leaf clover.
Anyway, Oregon beat the slop out of Florida. Although Florida was undefeated, should have been number one. The defense kept the offense off the field, and the defense was on the field too long. They were wore out, and Jameis Winston could not save the day. Because the defense got the crap kicked out of them. So they lost, I think it was like 59-20 or something, whatever the case may be. Anyway, after undefeated season and being dissed and ended up number three in the rankings, Florida lost to Oregon. So Oregon moved on to the championship game. Now, the other game was Ohio State and Alabama. Mm-hmm. Now, they thought Alabama was a shoo-in because they're the SEC, which is the big kahunas, the rich. Whatever, they got all the money and everything, played Ohio State. I have stayed, just got done with a big old situation a couple of years ago with a lot of sanctions, and they got, you know, did a bunch of illegal stuff, mm-hmm. but now they're back. And in the long run, Ohio beat the fly battle, Alabama. Your boy Nick Saban, who's mm-hmm. the coach of Alabama, who's been flim-flamming everybody to become number one. Now, here's a twist to all that. Mm-hmm. Alabama was picked as the number one ranking, even though they lost the game. But guess who was on the panel for picking the team rankings?
Don't tell me the man from Alabama.
Not a man, a woman.
Ooh.
A female that was on the panel picking the rankings.
She holds the power. Huh?
Her name is Condoleezza Rice.
What? Condoleezza? When did she get involved in college football?
Condoleezza is the big football connoisseur. She wants to be the, she wants Goodell's job.
Wow.
Matter of fact, we're going to put Miss Rice on the kitchen list.
Oh.
Because she sat in that little office and picked the teams who's going to be in the rankings and everything. This Florida big time. But make a long story short, Alabama got their ass kicked and they're out of it.
Wow.
So now for the championship next week in the college bowl, you have Oregon playing Ohio State. Which was very interesting because Florida, who should have been number one, got beat by Oregon. And Alabama, who creeped and snuck their way up in there, they got their ass kicked by Ohio State. So now you got Oregon playing Ohio State, which should be a pretty good game. But between, you know, these rich colleges trying to strong arm and trying to keep an SEC team in the rankings so they won't be embarrassed for being greedy and malicious and overzealous and all that jazz, the truth came to the light. So Alabama got kicked out. They lost. And Florida State, because a brother went in that store and stole the crab legs, he lost. So anyway, just the lesson of things is that don't bulldog your way into anywhere because meat shall always prevail. So anyway, they got a big football game. We got some football tomorrow, too, by the way. We got two games. We got the Carolina Panthers playing I think we're playing Cincinnati Bengals, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure.
Give me a call if you're going to correct me on that. But we also got the Baltimore Ravens playing the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
Yay!
So there's some football on Saturday. So to get your little football groove on tomorrow, you ain't got to wait till Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's football Sunday also, but tomorrow, Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens and Carolina Panthers.
All right.
All right.
Catch us on 914-803-4306.
And press 1.
Or catch us on abajamaparty.com. We're going to take a little commercial break and we'll be right back.
Do you have unruly children? Do they misbehave in school and get bad grades? Are timeouts completely ineffective? Are you scared to spank them because they might have you arrested? What they need is a new school where discipline is number one and education is secondary. What they need is...
Whoop That Ass Academy.
Here at the
Whoop That Ass Academy,
we don't have discipline problems. Know why? We're privately owned and we do what we want. And when kids get out of hand,
we whoop that ass.
Time out is for football games. When kids want to show off, we don't give them a timeout. We just
whoop that ass.
We don't make a kid stand in the corner. That's by house plan. When one of our kids gets out of order, we snatch him out of that classroom and
whoop that ass.
Here at WTA Academy, we make sure they learn the basics of reading and writing, math and science. But above all else, they learn discipline. This is what will keep your kids out of jail. Make the world a better place. Sometimes you gotta whoop
that ass.
And we do. Here at WTA Academy, our motto is, we care enough to
whoop that ass.
They may not read and write too well, but they'll act like they've got sense because we
whoop that ass.
So bring your kids on down to
Whoop That Ass Academy.
We'll get them straight.
We're back at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Dee Dee.
Papa Dee Dee.
And I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, hey.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir. Okay.
What we got up next there, you guys?
Yeah, Red
I'm just
Wine.
Saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Put your seatbelt on.
Yeah. I'm trying not to get on my soapbox, but tonight, I'm just saying, where is the wine?
The what?
The wine. Where is the wine?
What happened with it?
All right, here's what happened. Christmas Day, some very rare and expensive wines were stolen from this restaurant out in Napa Valley. It's a 5-star restaurant called French Laundry.
Mm-hmm. Now, this stuff is valuable. It was $300,000 worth of expensive wines that was stolen.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, whoever got in there, which I think it was an inside job, the store was under renovation and it was locked up while they were doing whatever they were doing, fixing the building and stuff.
You sure it was locked up?
Well, they showed a picture of the door. You could see where someone had pushed the door and the wood and stuff was broken by where the latch goes into the wall and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody knew exactly where the wine was.
I didn't know so much detail about wine. What's up?
Because these are my people.
Okay.
So you have passion for this because it's wine.
I do. And I'm saying, where's the wine?
Okay.
I'm talking to the people or person. I think it was more than one. You know who you are. I know you're listening. Bring back the wine. This kind of stuff cannot go on.
What did they steal?
They stole all kind of expensive wines. I said it was like $300,000 worth of wine. And what's funny is that the wines have serial numbers on them.
Mm.
So even if they try to sell them on the black market, the serial numbers are tracking it.
Wow.
All of the people who deal in rare and expensive wines have already been put on alert. So to the wine thieves again, I say, where is the wine? You're not going to be able to get any money from it. And so help me, if you open that wine and drink it with bologna sandwiches and some Cheetos, I'm coming after you personally.
So you have a compassion for wine.
I am very, very concerned, and I'm upset. I'm mad. I am mad. How are you going to steal rare, expensive wine if you don't even, clearly they knew what they were going after. They didn't just go in there and just grab a couple Merlots or a couple of Chardonnays or whatever. They went for the stuff that's like $12,000 a bottle, you know, stuff like that. They went and took specific bottles of wine because they knew what they were going for, and I'm thinking that they're thinking, sit on them long enough, when everything cools down, I'll be able to pawn or fence or sell or whatever and make some money. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to get a dime unless you sell it to somebody for a cheap amount who doesn't know what they have. Because with those serial numbers and stuff, they can be tracked. So I'm trying to do the wine thieves a favor and tell you right now, stop trying to sell this stuff on the black market. You're going to get busted. And if the cops don't find you, I will. I don't like it. You were wrong. You need to bring that stuff back. It was okay. Here's part of the inventory. They had 6 bottles of 1990 Domaine de la Romanée Conti. Then this stuff sells for on auction for like $125,000.
1990?
Yeah. Well, it was a good year for the Domaine de la Romanée.
What made it a good year?
It was just a good batch. And it's expensive. And it's because they said so. That's why.
Uh-huh.
That's how it is in the wine world. Excuse me. So, you know, like I said, with the serial numbers and stuff on there, if they were saying that, it's like artwork. It's like if you tried to go into a museum and steal an original piece of art and think, I'm going to go sell this to Rollo down on the block and make some money. It's not going to happen. This stuff is being tracked, people. So for these wine thieves, Rollo and Boo Boo in them.
Did you say Rollo?
Rollo, Boo Boo, and Ray Ray in them.
Yeah.
Rollo, Ray Ray, and Boo Boo, and Shanae Nye, all of them.
All y'all.
No disrespect to the shenanigans of the world. I didn't say that. Okay, that was Red Wine and Kettle. Mocking your name, the name somebody gave y'all. And personally, Red Wine.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm having a moment over here.
If they would have stole some brown liquor, I could relate. But wine?
It's okay, because see, this stuff is important to me. And this is like stealing one of my children.
Oh.
This is like ransom. Did you see that movie, Ransom? That man was willing to do what he had to do to get his child back.
Bartender.
And I'm saying,
another ransom.
They should have never done it. Y'all better bring that wine back. You know you're wrong. That's like taking somebody's children. Bring the babies home. Bring the babies home. You're wrong for that. They're going to throw you under the jail. That's what's going to happen.
I think we better take a CC break. We're going to be back, right, Papa?
They shouldn't have done it.
I should have gotten that straitjacket out of the cleaners.
They shouldn't have done it.
Put it on your ass.
They wrong for that. Bring the wine back.
We'll take a little CC break and come back with the weird news.
They're going to open it with bologna sandwiches.
We have to console red wine right now.
Oh, Lord.
We have to console her.
Hey, this is Papa Didi. Join me on Friday nights live at the Pajama Party Adult Online Radio Talk Show. And don't miss my segment called Living for the City and What's Poppin'.
Hey, and join me. This is Red Wine with the Long, Long Stem, and I've got the hot topics in my commentary called I'm Just Saying. And don't forget the cocktail of the week for me, Shadow with the Yellow Top. I got the Hollywood wrap-up along with Weird News. And don't forget, we've got the Kisser List. That's for the people who get on our last nerves and who want us to call them out.
So join us on Blog Talk Radio for the Pajama Party.
Every Friday night at 9 p.m. on the East Coast and 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Go to apajamaparty.com to listen online or follow us on Twitter at apajamaparty.
Call us live, 914-803-4306. And don't forget to press 1.
Now let's get back to the show.
Hey, what happened to the snack tray?
Or the bartender?
Does he want to see my slippers?
I'll call the room service.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
She's coming back. She's coming back. She had a moment.
I'm upset.
You know what? We're going to surprise her.
Indignation.
We're going to give her a case of Boonstorm.
Oh, my gosh.
A case of...
You trying to send me to the emergency.
Tiger Rose.
Oh, my gosh. What about the MD?
And
oh, Lord.
But Mad Dog 2020.
That is blasphemy.
Just to let her know that it's all wine.
Yeah.
You drink enough of anything, you'll get zooted.
That is not the point.
$500 or $299.
But that is not the point of drinking fine wine.
Oh, now she's French. Okay.
Oh, God.
All right.
I thought you left that Frenchman alone.
No.
Yeah. Ever since she's
only
been,
for a moment.
Ever since she's been laid by a French man, she got an accent.
Mm-mm.
It's amazing how somebody can. Anyway.
Jelly.
We're gonna go with some Living for the City here. For Living for the City this week, let's talk about New Year's resolutions.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Right.
First of all, let's try to reach for something that's doable.
No, that's
don't always go on the usual stuff. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to start working out. Stay away from those 48 to 72 hour things that aren't working, okay? Reach for something doable, like some solidarity amongst your coworkers, okay? Try to... come up with a mission to accomplish something on the job. You know, if there's something missing on the job, a TV in the lounge or, you know, something small, something you can relate to,
mm-hmm.
something you can accomplish, you know, reach for something small. And try to do it by pulling people together. Because being individualized, it's not going to work. We have to be strengthened by numbers, especially in the job market, because your bosses are definitely working on a divide and conquer scheme on you. Believe me. Believe me, they do not want you to get along with your buddy and things like that. And they want to be at eyes. They want your buddy to come and talk to them and whisper and sneak and have the narcs and the snitches and all the stuff that goes around the job market where everybody hate each other because your coworkers eating lunch with you 1 minute, next minute they're kissing the boss's ass.
Mm-hmm.
I should ask for a disclaimer. I apologize. My New Year's resolution, yeah.
Ooh,
my
make a reservation.
Yeah, my New Year's resolution.
Well, yeah,
my New Year's resolution is to watch my language unless there's a disclaimer. Okay?
All right.
You thought I was going to watch my language. No, it's up to you to watch my language because my language does not define me. So if all you hear from me is swear words and you're going to make judgment on me, and I say, give me a disclaimer.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Warning, this program may cause provocative thoughts and laughter. Fighting the urge to call in may cause headaches, fever, stomach pains, erectile dysfunction, red eyes, runny nose, and sore throat. If any of these symptoms appear, call us immediately on 914-803-4306 and press 1. That was pretty smooth, wasn't it? Anyway.
Yeah, you would say that.
What I'm saying is that when it comes to being yourself and being you, be who you are. You know what I mean? Let people appreciate you for the person you are. Don't front the game. Don't front the game. Being clean cut don't mean shit. That's not going to make you a better person. Being true to yourself and to your own heart and being who you are and how you were raised, because you are how you were raised. You may be the top dog in the corporate world, but believe me, your existence as a child, as a teenager, and what you learned growing up is what defines you. Okay? Not what you created. Putting that suit on fresh out of dry cleaner don't make it right. Putting that crisp tie on and putting the perfect Windsor knot in it don't make it right. Okay? Being clean shaved, clean cut, because you wash your balls and use the best deodorant, mm-mm, don't make it right.
Uh-oh.
It's your
okay.
spirit, your soul, your heart,
alrighty,
your commitment to society and the way you treat people and how you want people to treat you. So get off your classy, sophisticated, bougie ass and act like the person you were meant to be, the person your mama groomed you to be, okay? I mean, front the game on the job. I mean, step out the job, get back to who you are. Put on some Parliament Funkadelic when you get off work and drive off into the sunset with George Clinton.
One nation under a group.
One nation under a damn group.
All right.
Flashlight.
Getting down for the funk of
it. Huh. Brother John.
Woo.
Get the funk out of my face.
Get the funk out of my face.
Uh-oh, uh-oh. We got to cover some more music, man.
We're
up in this camp.
Riding on the groove line.
Yeah.
Tonight. Anyway, that's Living for the City. I'm going to turn it back over to my colleague. Happy New Year to y'all, by the way.
Well, happy New Year,
Papa Diva.
And believe me, their resolutions are working well. Red Wine, she's gained 10 pounds. And Kettle's feet have grown.
Really?
Really?
We're not going to say we're growing you, Papa.
Excuse me.
Did I say that? No, because if you fake the funk, you know your nose.
That's right. But anyway, that's my take on it.
All righty. Let's hit this weird news.
Mm-hmm.
We got a toilet paper caper. A toilet paper caper?
Toilet paper, yeah.
That's a tongue twister. It is. Say it three times.
Toilet paper caper.
There you go.
Okay. Police said they matched a would-be pizza shop robber to a roll of toilet paper in his Pennsylvania home.
They matched a robber to a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah. Uniontown police say 29-year-old Eric Frey tried to rob Michael Maria's Pizza on Saturday.
Okay.
He handed the employee a note saying, on toilet paper, I have
Wait
a gun.
He wrote the note on toilet paper.
Yep.
He wrote the note on toilet paper?
I have a gun. Give me $300.
It must have been some cheap shit. Right on Charmin.
Police arrived before Frey could leave because an employee hit a panic button.
All right.
And mind you, Uniontown is up in the mountains.
Wow.
Somewhere around behind Pittsburgh.
Well, up in the Poconos?
No, it's over there, like, adjacent to Harrisburg, behind Harrisburg,
okay,
up around Pittsburgh.
Well, that's why he just only asked for $300, because it's a remote place up there.
The hills.
See, that's all I need is $300. So just
check this out.
I'm saying the atmosphere is a little different. So
the guy said Frey told officers he was forced to commit the robbery by a large bearded man with
a
gun.
It wasn't Santa Claus, was it?
Who accosted him in a nearby alley.
It was Santa Claus in the alley. Go get that money, boy. Go get me that money.
But just only asked for $300.
What happened? He accosted him in a nearby alley.
He accosted. Is that what you said? Accosted?
He said he accosted him.
Uh-oh, he accosted?
He accosted him in a nearby alley.
That's a new word.
Man, that's a whole nother situation.
Okay.
All right.
I don't need no disclaimer.
No.
Okay.
So then what happened? They got him in the alley. The cops caught him in the alley.
Right. And but police say a search of Frey's apartment wiped out that explanation.
About the bearded man.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where they say they found a newly open roll of toilet paper with the pen impression from Frey's note on an outer sheet.
So they can still see where he wrote on the toilet paper through the other toilet paper.
So it might have been Charmin.
No, you can't write on Charmin. That's some
That was
shit.
Some of that dollar store
that
hard
was some
stuff.
Dollar store.
Yeah, you can write on it like
that. But that's
paper.
Stuff is paper thin.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
I don't know what kind of toilet paper they got in Uniontown.
But what else we got, Red
One? There was another one about eggnog revenge.
What?
Uh-oh. Now, this guy, Ryan Roche, was on his way out the door from an office party, but his
coworkers and friends persuaded him to take part in an alcohol-free eggnog chugging contest.
Mm-hmm.
So hours later, after he drank all this eggnog, they said he was shaking uncontrollably and felt nauseous. And the record that he was trying to break was 22 seconds to chug all this eggnog.
Oh, God.
And this record had been broken at a Ruth Chris Steakhouse. I'm sorry, it was a Ruth Chris Steakhouse gift card he was trying to win.
Oh,
so that's why
no.
he was trying to break the
what?
Record.
That is so
for a gift card.
Yeah, for a Ruth Chris Steakhouse gift card. So he faced off with two other coworkers, and he said he just opened up his throat and poured it in.
Oh, my God.
And,
I guess that's deep
yeah,
throat.
Yeah, deep throat for real.
Ooh-wee.
He said he was coughing a lot when he headed home, but he thought he'd be okay. And a couple hours later, he wasn't so sure about that. So he had a friend that was a medical student or something, and he called his friend and said, I'm not feeling good. I'm shaking. I'm nauseous. My breathing is getting crazy. So his friend came over, checked him out, and said, we need to go to the hospital.
Wow.
They took him to the hospital, and it turns out they said he was dry drowning.
Wow.
That's what they said his diagnosis was. They said that they had to wheel him in there in a wheelchair. They had a double IV, had to give him oxygen, had him hooked up to all kind of antibiotics, and he was in the intensive care for 24 hours from chug-a-lugging eggnog.
I believe it.
Wow. Mm.
I guess because of the thickness of it, and for him to just pour it literally down his throat like that.
He said he opened his mouth and it just went down.
When I drink eggnog anymore, I mix it with milk. I don't really drink it straight because it's vicious.
Wow. That's some craziness.
Yeah.
Hey, if anybody else has heard any good weird news stories, call and share. 914-803-4306 and press 1.
Bonsoir. So, we're going to take a little break, or we're going to keep rolling?
Keep rolling.
All right.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
What
okay.
are we going next?
On the Hollywood wrap-up.
Oh, yeah. Hollywood.
Yeah.
All right. What you got in the Hollywood wrap-up?
Have you guys heard about the new Fox thing that's coming up? I'm surprised that Fox picked it up.
Mm.
Fox what? TV?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What they got going on?
Fox will offer a new musical TV drama. Now, doesn't that
musical
sound
TV drama?
Yeah.
Like Glee?
No. This is called Empire. This series with Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard.
Mm.
They consider that a musical drama?
Yeah, crazy.
Okay.
And it promises to pack with lots of emotional twists and turns, partnered with incredible hip-hop music, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the music was written and produced by Timbaland.
Timbaland.
Yeah, so that should be interesting. And
does he know they're calling this a musical drama?
I don't think so. I think he might be upset about that.
Mm.
And the guy, he directed it and created Lee Daniels. Remember him from The Butler?
Lee Daniels, yeah.
Mm-hmm, from The Butler.
So he's doing musicals now.
Uh-uh. See what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah,
I like the previews of it. It looks, it seems very interesting.
I just hope it lasts because it's
on Fox. So they're probably trying to kill some time. They probably don't want a lawsuit as far as any racial situation, so they'll bring in 35 black folks for 3 months.
Hey, yeah. Papa, don't make it sound so
saying,
bad.
You know.
But we'll see what's going to happen. We're going to follow that.
Yeah, hopefully it'll get legs.
I guess I'll watch it, you know, at least the premiere and see how it looks.
Yeah. Because I like
Taraji.
Taraji is
great.
I like Terrence Howard.
Oh. Okay. And they got three brothers involved. Some new
folks. Oh, we got some new blood?
Mm-hmm. Got some new blood, finally.
Good. They've been recycling the same black actors in Hollywood for a long time.
I know, that's right.
I mean, I don't begrudge them for having work, you know, getting jobs, but come on. They're not the only ones out there acting.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we got a few breakups in Hollywood.
Oh, no.
After 19 years of marriage, comedian and actor Chris Rock and his wife,
oh, no.
Malachi have filed for divorce. They have two daughters, ages 10 and 12. Sorry about to hear that, Chris Rock. Helena Carter and film director husband Tim Burton are calling it quits after 13 years of marriage.
Tim Burton?
Mm-hmm.
He's a director, right?
Right.
Okay.
They got to direct all them.
All those crazy movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Johnny Depp is in them.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I know he's made a lot of money off of Johnny Depp.
I know, that's right.
Singer Chris Brown, oh, Lord, had a very public breakup with his latest girlfriend, model Karrueche Tran.
Karrueche Tran.
That's probably why he broke up with her. That crazy.
You pronounce the name?
He
probably call it KT.
Probably so. A car.
Yeah.
TV chef Giada.
Yeah, Giada De Laurentiis.
Mm-hmm.
Poor baby.
She's also the granddaughter of legendary film producer Dino De Laurentiis.
Mm-hmm.
Announced on the 30th that she and her husband Todd Thompson are divorcing. They have one daughter.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Both just falling apart.
Maybe it was something in the food she made, huh?
I don't know.
Maybe that might be it.
She does that Italian cooking show. I like her.
Yeah.
On the Food Network.
She's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I was wondering why he hasn't been on there lately.
Yeah.
actress Jennifer Lawrence of the Hunger Games franchise and Coldplay singer Chris Martin are over.
Oh, wow.
They started dating back in the summer.
I was going to say they weren't even together that long.
I never saw her with anyone.
Oh, I guess this was hush-hush.
It was quick.
Yeah.
You said they were together since the summer?
Yeah.
And they didn't even make it into the new year, huh?
Uh-uh.
Oh,
uh-uh.
Well.
Jeremy Renner from Hurt Locker and Born Identity and wife Sony Pacheco, Canadian model, are divorcing after 10 months.
10 months?
Of marriage, citing irreconcilable differences.
Okay.
They have one daughter. She's 1 year old.
Poor baby.
Yeah. 10 months. God damn. Just
that was a quickie.
Yeah.
That was a hit it and quit it.
And it looks like Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey are pending divorce, although they spent the holidays together with the children. So that might be,
Yeah, they've been divorcing, or saying it, but
yeah.
They keep getting seen together.
So where they sleep?
Where you, yeah. You say spend it together.
I don't know.
I mean, he was at the old house? Or
yeah.
I'm quite sure, yeah.
Where did he sleep?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
I don't think he slept on the couch, Papa.
Uh-oh.
But on a positive note, Modern Family actress Sofia Vergara announced her engagement to actor Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, Manganiello.
From the film Magic Mike and the TV series True Blood.
He's watching
his house. Uh-oh. I guess you...
Not
one of her
because
fans,
she's fine, because she's rich.
I know that's right.
Okay.
And a couple of sour notes. Remember Donna Douglas? From she played the voluptuous tomboy daughter, Ellie Mae Clampett.
Oh, yeah, Ellie Mae.
Yeah.
We're all invited back next week to this locality. Mm-hmm.
1960 TV series, The Beverly Hillbillies. She died. She was age 81.
Aw.
Yeah.
Shoes off. Y'all come back now. Yeah.
Mm.
I think he's done.
God bless Ellie Mae.
Yeah, I know that.
I like the way she wore that string for a belt. That was crazy. Between her and Marianne of Gilligan's Island, I don't know which one I wanted to get more. Anyway.
That's a whole different show.
Now,
yeah.
That's a hidden damn fantasy. Anyway.
Unfortunately, she died of pancreatic cancer.
Aww.
And also Mario Cuomo. Remember him? He was the ex-governor of New York.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
he was 82. He passed away just hours before his son, Andrew, was sworn in for a second term.
Because
his son is the governor now.
Wow. And his other son works on CNN.
Yeah.
Those homos get around.
Very, very popular family.
So everybody...
They remind me of the family on Blue Blood with Tom Selleck.
Right.
When I think of Blue Blood, I think
of Yeah, so everybody rest in peace.
For sure.
Yep. So we're going to take a little CC break and come right back, but...
We'll be coming back with my favorite, the Kiss It List.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, the Kiss It List. You can check us out on 914-803-4306. And press what?
Press 1.
Uh-huh. Or apajamaparty.com.
We'll be right back.
Looking for a new cocktail to serve at your next dinner party? Trying to figure out what pairs well with your main entree? Then you need to visit the Cocktail of the Week archive at apajamaparty.com. We've got a list of all the cocktails we've featured on previous Pajama Party shows, with recipes and pictures of the drinks And believe me, we've had some good ones. And while you're on the website, visit the archives for previous shows. Just click on any date, and you can hear the shows again and again. We've got you covered at apajamaparty.com. And tell a friend. They'll thank you.
Hello.
And red wine.
Bonsoir. Leave that French guy alone, please.
Yeah, he's man, he done sprayed her.
Bonsoir.
He done sprayed her like insecticide.
Mademoiselle.
Oh, she gonna recoup from the red wine.
Don't bring that up again.
Oh,
I'm finally getting over it.
Okay, all right. Tell the French guy to come back up here.
We're gonna go to the kissing list.
What we got, Papa?
Well, we have Roger Goodell, who's a permanent fixture.
Yes, he is.
He can't handle Jack. He can sue the hell out of people who don't know how to handle his own business. let's see. Louisiana representative, another congressman, and the House Majority Whip. What's his name?
Steve Scalise.
Scalise. For delivering a speech to a white supremacist group back in 2002, then saying that he didn't know who they were.
Yeah, David Duke.
Really? I didn't know who I was talking
really?
To.
Really? Really?
Now, you see about 150 rows of white folks, most of them skinheads and swastikas on there.
And David Duke sitting up in there.
And David Duke sitting there and everybody else.
You don't know who they are.
He claims you don't know who they are.
This is Red Wine's boy. Isn't John Boehner?
John Boehner.
For backing him.
For backing him, saying that he's a man of high honor.
Yeah. Oh, John, what were you thinking, John?
And this is my all-time favorite, Kathy Griffin.
Oh my God.
They're not going away already.
Anderson Cooper, for hanging out with Kathy Griffin.
Oh, yeah, they can get
you.
That was a hot mess. It was.
Yeah, he's staying real local. I remember he used to go out to the different... tragedies and different things.
Yeah,
and
yeah, he was everywhere. That's how he made a name.
He ain't rolling no more. He got the young folks.
He's doing all that cushy stuff now.
Who else we got, Real Wine?
Let's see. We got Representative Michael Graham from New York. He's the one I was talking about that said he was going to throw that guy off the balcony and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he's on the list for just being stupid enough to get busted finally for all of the stuff he's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Tax evasion and wiretaps and whatever else he's been doing that's illegal.
And the infamous Bishop Heather Cook for hitting and killing a bicyclist with a car and leaving the scene and then returning again.
That's a mess.
And of course Hasbro for creating a Play-Doh toy that looks like a pee-pee.
Pee now.
A what? Looks like a what? A pee-pee.
It looks like 3 inches of white steel.
Plastic.
I put Condoleezza Rice on there.
Condoleezza Rice for being part of that scamish selection of the college number one people where Alabama get their ass whooped. Don't worry about Alabama or Condoleezza Rice. And for Minnie Mouse, we're going to put Christine Aguilera for fucking with Minnie Mouse.
Okay, I know that's and like apparently, all of the names.
Apparently, Christine Aguilera pulled her foot or leg, whatever you call a mouse, whatever mouse.
Yeah, called her a jerk or a butt or something.
Yeah.
That wasn't right.
Yeah, that wasn't right.
United in Orbit for... suing the guy that's trying to save people money on the airline.
Yeah.
Little
22-year-old that came up with an idea. Y'all just mad. Why you mad?
Talking for $75,000.
Yeah, that's not even a realistic number.
They spend more.
You pay the lawyers more than that.
Oh, no.
They pay more for peanuts.
Who else you got, Papa?
And let's see. College football put together that fiasco show with all those different divisions of football, SEC, ACC, Pac-10, Pac-12. These are all college students between ages 18 and 22. Ain't nobody better than anybody else. May the best people win.
All right.
So
what we got for them? We got a gift for you, a delayed Christmas gift. Here's your Happy New Year gift.
Kiss my entire ass.
Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass.
This world kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah.
people on the kissing list this week. You want to call and put you on the kissing list on the following week, 914-803-4306. We're going to go to our final words. Who wants to start it off?
Come on, Red Wine, what you got?
Well, my last words for the night is to say, first of all, Happy New Year to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got a late caller. Do we have time to get this person in?
Yeah, we'll give him 30 seconds.
Okay, let's see if I can get this caller real quick. Caller, you're live on the Pajama Party. Did you have a quick comment?
Yes, I do. This is E.K. Mufu. I want to thank everyone that attended the New Year's party on Wednesday. And I would like to thank the Pajama Party hosts and crew for coming in and joining in and the holiday festivities. And those who couldn't make it, kiss my ass.
All righty, Shay.
We had a wonderful time.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right.
That was E.K. Magoo.
All right.
So I just wanted to say, happy birthday. What is it? Happy
New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. I'm sorry that wine step thing got me all messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say shout out to Lena Chanel. Her new video has dropped.
Right.
So
now,
if you haven't seen it yet, go to lenachanel.com or you can find her link on the apajamaparty.com website. You got to check it out. Hot video, hot song, and we're really proud of her. We've worked with her before, and she's doing a great job. She sings our theme song. So shout out to you, Lena Chanel. Keep
all
up the good work, and we'll see everybody next week. That's my last word. What you got, Papa?
My last word is, again, Happy New Year to everyone out there. Thanks for listening. We're just trying to make it right, keep it tight. We do this every Friday night. And we're trying to get better and better at it. And before we blow up, because we all definitely going to blow up one day. And we're going to blow up for everybody, not for ourselves, not for our own individual goals, but just to keep you entertained and informed. So Happy New Year, and reach for...
the stars?
No, reach for...
a bottle of red wine?
Reach for resolutions that you can achieve.
I know that.
All right. If you're fat as hell, stay fat as hell. Okay. If you got pimples, you got pimples. What the hell?
Well, my last word is for the folks that didn't make it in 2015. The ones that we left behind in 2014, drink to the ones that ain't here. We
raise our glasses to those who didn't make it across.
Yep. But we want to appreciate everybody for listening and supporting us. And I think you met some competition the other night, Red Wine.
Yes, I did. And I was looking for her to call me tonight, the Chocolate Wine Diva.
Uh-huh.
So we'll catch up with you.
Yeah, we will.
I'm looking for you, lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, now.
Uh-huh.
I think you scared away when you was crying up there and stole the wine. You scared my ass.
I'm sorry. I have to regain my composure. I did not mean to let it get to me like
you
that.
Need a break.
Excuse me. I thought this was my last word.
Don't get it out.
Like I said again, for the ones that didn't make it in 2015, we salute you. We raise our glass to you. Salute. And thanks, everybody, for listening tonight.
That's right.
And we will check you next Friday night.
Next Friday, 9 o'clock.
Same bat channel.
8 o'clock Central.
Same bat place.
7 o'clock Mountain.
Uh-oh, see.
7 o'clock.
Here we go.
6 o'clock Pacific. And... 9:15 CP time.
And
we out.
Thanks to the concierge at the Ritz-Carlton San Francisco.
Right.
You've been so helpful. Thank you, darling.
For giving me that
Thank
nice
you.
Massage with the happy ending. I appreciate it.
Oh, Lord.
Good night.
Good night.
Right.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show, and good night.
Party crew, keep it real for you.
No clothes allowed.
It's summer party. Grown and set. put some of